From Michigan Radio, this is Lester Graham. Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly is running for governor, but first he has to get the Republican nomination. His campaign is running a video ad that Bridge Magazine's Truth Squad finds stretches the truth a bit. Let's go straight to the video. Here's the main point Brian Kelly wants to make to voters.
I was the driving force behind historic tax cuts and cast the deciding vote to balance Michigan's budget. What happened? 500,000 jobs have been created. We hit the lowest unemployment rate in 17 years.
The Truth Squad's Ted Roloff says Kelly is taking a lot of credit in this ad.
Especially the 2011 $1.7 billion business tax cut, which the ad then links to economic progress in Michigan. So Kelly claims to be a driving force in that legislation.
There's a problem, though, with Kelly's claim. Roloff says Brian Kelly was not governor when those tax cuts were proposed. Rick Snyder was, and he talked about the tax cuts before he teamed up with Kelly.
Call it his signature campaign issues. For Kelly to claim some sort of outsized credit for that seems to me to be stretching credulity.
By the way, the ad does not mention the $1.4 billion tax increase for individual taxpayers. The ad shows Kelly in jogging clothes. He's running past signs that support his claim to credit for the Michigan comeback, a term that Governor Snyder coined.
I'm Brian Kelly, the only candidate who can hit the ground running. Let's continue the comeback.
Brian Kelly for governor.
But that Michigan comeback didn't come until the old business tax was killed. Kelly had supported that previous tax, the despised MBT, or Michigan Business Tax. Roloff's research shows in 2007, Kelly even had a hand in writing that tax law.
Brian Kelly supported that. He voted for it. He actually helped shape the legislation that passed. And interestingly enough, there's a picture at the signing ceremony with Governor Granholm, and there's Brian Kelly a few feet to her right.
There's one more Kelly claim that's more difficult to judge.
I'm Brian Kelly. I've redefined the role of lieutenant governor.
How do you prove that one lieutenant governor was more important than another? There's no sort of metric for that.
Ted Roloff's asked a former Republican legislator and current pundit what he thought.
Bill Ballinger, who's been covering politics forever in Michigan, I asked him about that claim. And the way he put it most generally is that he thought it was essentially over the top that he redefined the role of lieutenant governor. But he also thought that the relationship between Kelly and Snyder was perhaps the closest of any lieutenant governor and governor that he's seen in modern Michigan political history.
The Truth Squad questions Kelly's claim that he deserves credit for the current tax law, especially because it replaced the tax law he helped write. And Roloff says the claim that he redefined the role of lieutenant governor is debatable. The ruling on the Kelly campaign ad?
We call this one half accurate.
You can find Truth Squad reports at bridgemi.com. I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.